to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As a political strategist, he was a brilliant, brilliant architect of the Republican counter-revolution, which resulted in Republicans seizing the House in 1994 after 40 years of being in the wilderness. He understands how to use media better than almost any candidate of either party I've ever covered in all my years in politics. But he's an outlier. He's a critic. He's a, you know, there he was in the wilderness leading this band of rebels, and he was terrific. And as soon as they captured the castle, he was terrible. He was a lousy speaker, and he was forced down after 4 years. He is, you know, his natural place is sitting on Fox News and fulminating. It has almost nothing to do with running a government, and that's his true role. And this is going to pass very quickly. He's a total pretender. And as I say, this is not about Newt. This is about Mitt, an eternal and fruitless search by Republican conservatives for another option.
That's ABC's Steve Roberts in a talk radio interview commenting on Newt Gingrich's sudden rise in popularity and how long he thinks it will last. So that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an invitation to join us for the next hour as we do verbal battle as far as the words are concerned. That's not the case with Megyn Kelly, who talks here to political analyst Larry Sabato about Newt Gingrich.
It was an interesting dynamic because we have heard so much of the Republicans sniping at one another, Perry and Romney, back when Pawlenty was there, or Bachman and Santorum, you name it. And this Saturday night's debate seemed uniquely focused on one person, and that was Barack Obama. Smart of these candidates?
Very smart, particularly in foreign policy, Megan, because that's an advantage for the incumbent president. It always is, because he can say, I've been there. I've taken those 3 a.m. telephone calls night after night for the 4 years of my term. And the challenger always has to contend with that perception among the electorate. So I think it was good for the Republicans in the sense that certainly Republicans and others who were tuning in got a sense of where they stand on foreign policy. This will continue with other debates on foreign policy, and the eventual nominee will be in a better position come the fall to stand toe-to-toe with President Obama on issues they may not have dealt with.
Now, as we get this news from this new poll that Gingrich and Romney are now running neck and neck, at least according to this CNN poll, neck and neck. We're seeing a little bit more percolate up from Gingrich attacking Romney on the campaign trail, something he's been loath to do at the debates. It's almost like, you know, the tale of two newts. What does he do on the debate stage, and what does he do behind the debate stage? And Major Garrett, former White House correspondent for Fox News, now with the National Journal, questioned him about it.
Mr. Speaker, you said yesterday that Governor Romney is a competent manager, but you said you were unsure if he was really capable of changing Washington. You said you were the change agent. Based on the arc of this campaign and perhaps what you've heard tonight, would you care to evaluate Governor Romney's ability to think outside the box and change the United States national security or foreign policy perspectives?
No.
You said so last night. Then what was the point, sir? Then what was the point, sir, of bringing it up yesterday on a national radio show?
I brought it up yesterday because I was on a national radio show. I think he brings up things when he's on national radio shows. We're here tonight talking to the American people about why every single one of us is better than Barack Obama, and that's a topic I brought up.
You could say, Larry, that's discipline. I mean, he just won't go there in the debate.
Yeah. Yeah, like your A Tale of Two Newts, because that is what each candidate smartly should do. And right now, Gingrich and Romney are doing it better than the others. If you're going to make distinctions between yourself and other candidates, don't do it in the national debates. I think Gingrich has sensed correctly that Republicans want their party to be unified, that they know it's going to be tough to defeat President Obama next November. It's always tough to beat an incumbent president. If you're unified, you have a better chance.
More and more we're seeing Gingrich moving up in the polls. We are seeing Mr. Kane move down in the polls since these sexual harassment allegations came out. And this latest poll suggests he is now down to 14% support, which is down 11 points since last month. How do you see this panning out in terms of Kane, Gingrich, Romney?
Obviously, Romney has had a problem in getting over 30. There have only been a few polls where he's gotten over 30. His chances of winning depend on keeping all these people afloat, continuing this whack-a-mole game where one challenger to Romney will move up and another challenger moves down and up and down and up and down. It's gone with Bachman. It's gone with Perry. It's gone with the Kane. Now it's Gingrich's turn.
More on Newt Gingrich coming up in the presidential race here on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, they all give safe drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards safe drivers with an extra bonus. Every 6 months, you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Newt Gingrich, the race for the presidency. Here's host Chris Bradshaw talking about two new polls that suggest Newt Gingrich could be about to become the new front runner in the presidential race.
Two new polls today, one from CNN and one from Public Policy Polling, all coming together and proving me correct. The next non-Mitt Romney candidate will be Newton Leroy Gingrich. Yeah! Anyway, maybe just because I'm so nostalgic for the 90s, I just want to put on some Zubas, maybe some jelly bracelets, play some Ace of Base, and listen to Newt Gingrich talk about politics. I don't know why I like this. Probably because Newt Gingrich is a human caricature of a crooked politician, but he's alive. But he is top tier at the very worst, and could be the new front runner in the GOP, and this is public policy polling numbers taken 10th through the 13th, among Republicans, margin of error of 4.1%, but shows Newt Gingrich now leading the field, 28, 25 to Kaine, 18 to Romney. Ow. And again, this is just too good. If you had given me Sorkin-like powers to write a script, I could not have come up with something this good. As a card-carrying member of the ACLU, I would like to tell the Republican base, thank you. You might not want to hear these things, but again, the Republican Party is desperate for a non-Romney candidate to emerge. I don't know if that's your guy, but they need someone. Mitt Romney has been running for president for 6 years. He's had the rough and tumble. He's done the glad handing. He's sharpened up his game. But no matter what, until some real scientific breakthroughs are accomplished, he will always have one major liability. He is Mitt Romney. Again, looking at these numbers, I mean, forget the Bel Air. This has been flipped, turned upside down. You know, since August, Rick Perry's down almost 30%. Michelle Bachmann's fallen through the floor. Mitt Romney is flat. And then you see Herman Cain came out of nowhere, or worse, the world of talk radio. And now Newt Gingrich, who just a few months ago was $1 million in debt, basically shut down the campaign, except for some, and I'm sure they were very strategic, trips to Hawaii. Hey, that's a very important primary state.
Host Steve Scott now talking to James Homan from Politico.com about the latest projections on how the Republican candidates match up against the president.
Let's look at the numbers, some of the hypothetical matchups in this Politico George Washington University battleground poll.
Yeah, what's amazing is the president is underwater on every measure that matters. His approval rating is in the low 40s. On the issues voters care about, the economy, job creation, spending, he's in the 30s. But yet when you say, would you rather have Barack Obama or a generic Republican, he's tied 43-43 in our poll out today. When you say, would you prefer President Obama or Mitt Romney, the Republican frontrunner, the president actually has a 6-point lead, 49-43. And when you say Obama or Herman Cain, the president's lead grows to 10 points. So the takeaway for the president is to make this as much a choice between two candidates and contrasting visions as a referendum on Barack Obama. The more that it's a referendum on his job performance over the last 4 years, the more likely he is to lose.
Why does a generic GOP candidate do better than a specific candidate, a Mitt Romney, a Herman Cain?
Well, a no-name Republican doesn't have personal problems. They haven't been accused of sexual harassment. They haven't flip-flopped over the years. They haven't worked on Wall Street. So it essentially is a stand-in for the no on Obama vote. It's, you know, when it's a generic Republican, you're voting against the president. But elections, as the folks at the reelection headquarters for the president in Chicago say over and over again, are about choices. And they're planning on spending hundreds of millions of dollars to negatively define the Republican opponent, whoever it is, likely Mitt Romney increasingly, to make it so that conservatives and independents don't want to go vote for that alternative to the president.
History would show that a president with poll numbers this low and unemployment this high has virtually no chance for reelection, but Barack Obama at least seems to have a good fighting chance.
Absolutely, and that's the real takeaway here, is the president is in pretty good shape politically, considering how bad the economy is and how severe of a national kind of crisis of confidence that we're facing. But the numbers are just so bad that it's still going to be hard. It's still going to be an uphill fight. We've been doing this poll for two decades now, and we had a record high percent say the country's on the wrong track. Nearly 4 in 5 people, a significant majority, believe that the next generation is economically going to be worse off than the current generation. We haven't seen those kinds of numbers since the Great Depression. So there definitely is a heavy headwind that the president is going into in this reelection campaign.
And then on the other side of the coin, with the possible exception of that fellow generic, what does this say about what the voters think of the GOP candidates?
People are really lukewarm. They're not excited about anyone. Herman Cain is really plummeting over the last couple days of last week. But there's also an increasing sense of resignation among Republican voters that Mitt Romney is going to be the Republican nominee. A significant plurality in our poll said that no matter who they support, they expect Romney will ultimately win the nomination. So people are coming to terms with that. But a lot of Republicans, and especially conservatives, aren't very excited about Mitt Romney.
Next, let's turn our attention to the Penn State scandal. That's here on the Talk Radio Review.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are, continuing to talk about what talk radio and talk television are all focused on, and that certainly includes the Penn State situation. From CNN, Mary Snow talks about Jerry Sandusky, who is out on bail and back at his home. Which, interestingly enough, backs up to an elementary school.
When he was charged with 40 counts of sexually abusing children, Jerry Sandusky was released on $100,000 bail. One condition, the former Penn State defensive coordinator was told not to go near children. But take a look where his house is located.
This is the playground for Lamont Elementary School. Right over here is Jerry Sandusky's house. And from his back porch, he has a clear view of it.
The administrators at the elementary school say local police reached out to them following Sandusky's arrest. The district superintendent is quoted saying the school, which runs through the second grade, has taken additional administrative action to ensure our children are safe. To be clear, Sandusky's never been accused of harming random children. Rather, he is alleged to have molested young boys after developing close relationships with them through Second Mile, the charity he founded. Sandusky's maintained his innocence. The road to his home is blocked off, and private property signs on his lawn went up this weekend after police say a cinder block was thrown through a window. Nearby neighbors question why he's out on bail.
It baffles my mind.
I think presumption of innocence, we all like to believe in that, and we do in this country, but I think there's a level of protection that a neighborhood and a community is entitled to.
Melissa and Carl Anderson have two little boys. Carl was such a fan of Sandusky's at one time, he had an autographed limited edition copy of Sandusky's book, Touched.
For me at least, it alternates between anger and sadness, really. I mean, it really is a loss of kind of community, wholesale community innocence.
Have you seen more police here in the last week?
Yes.
The Andersons, for one, want to see a stiffer bail. And now a new revelation about the judge who set the bail. The judge's law firm listed her as a volunteer for Second Mile. CNN's legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin.
The judge certainly should have raised the issue, disclosed her connection to Second Mile, so that the parties in the case could decide whether they wanted to ask her to recuse herself.
Radio man Bob Durgin talking to attorney Carl Rominger about the judge that set Sandusky's bail. It turns out he worked at Sandusky's charity.
The judge, what's her name? Leslie Dutchcott. She is the one that set Sandusky's bail at $100,000 unsecured bail, which means he doesn't have to pay a thing unless he flees. Then he's got to come up with the $100,000. She's the one who set his bail, and it was learned over the weekend that she worked as a volunteer for the Second Mile charity group that Sandusky put together and gave about $500 to $1,000 to the Second Mile charity over apparently a few years or whatever. So some people are saying also she works as a counsel. I didn't know judges could do that, but she apparently works as a counsel to a firm called Goodall and Yerchak, and that firm's website shows that she was named State College Lawyer of the Year in 2005. Now, with all of that information, some people are saying, hey, doesn't make any difference whether it's a conflict of interest or not. It gives the appearance of a conflict of interest or a potential conflict of interest, and for that reason and that reason alone, she should recuse herself and step down from this case. What do you say?
Well, first of all, just to address a little side issue there, she can practice as a lawyer, as a district judge or magistrate. They can practice as a lawyer. Common pleas judges do not practice as lawyers, so there's a distinction there. So that doesn't really make a difference whether she's a lawyer in the area or not. If she felt that her connections to the charity were such that she couldn't be fair, she has to recuse herself. She may not have even thought about that at the time. And frankly, that charity has had thousands and thousands of donors, thousands and thousands of
donors. That's irrelevant, Carl. Who cares about the thousands and thousands of donors? She also worked as a volunteer for the group, so she was close to that group.
Latest on Occupy Wall Street conversationally here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through the hour. Welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing our attention now on the Occupy Wall Street protests and protesters. Here's host Bob Miller with Portland Police Public Information Officer Pete Simpson about the status of the Occupy Portland protests.
How many arrests total have you guys made?
Well, we've made more than 50. I'll get the sort of the final numbers this morning, and everything. It, you know, quite an operation to process 50 people, but I think the total number is going to be like 53 or 4, but okay. We'll confirm that later.
Did most of these people, in your mind, want to be arrested? I kept hearing that. They want to be arrested. Is that true?
Well, a lot of them sat down in the park, and we told them if you want to be arrested, sit down and put your hands up, and some of them did. Others passively stayed in a shelter that they had built on the corner. Others, they were told multiple times, you need to leave or you will be arrested. They chose not to leave and to stand there and argue. And so they were accommodated as well. We took them into handcuffs. And, you know, overall, it was a pretty smooth operation, a little bit of pushing and shoving there at the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, you know, no pepper spray, no use of force really was used to do these arrests.
What charges do these people fall under now? I mean, what were they charged with, the people that were arrested, by and large?
You know, by and large, it's going to be criminal trespass, the second degree, interfering with a police officer, and disorderly conduct. And the second degree, there may be some other charges on people I don't know of, but that basically is what that's what we charge people with at Jamison Square. And so I believe it's going to be the same at Chapman and Lonsdale.
Now, is it your sense, Pete Simpson, that this is done, that they're done, or are they going to regroup and try this somewhere else, do you think?
You know, it's difficult to say. It kind of feels like that part of the movement is done or largely deflated. And, you know, certainly it could happen where people decide they want to go try to take another park or occupy it. But, you know, when this started, the weather was a lot better.
Yeah.
It's not great out there now. I mean, maybe if you like cold, wet rain, it's great for you, but it's not the most inviting environment to go take up residence in a camp, in a park. So, I mean, we'll see. We're going to continue to monitor things, and we'll deal with it if it does come up.
Talk host Chris Stigall talking about the problems facing the protesters of Occupy Philly. Most of the problems have been caused by the protesters themselves, it seems.
On many levels, this group is violating a range of city ordinances and the terms of their permit letter said, of necessity, we are now at a critical point where we must reevaluate our entire relationship with this very changed group.
These conditions are intolerable. Occupy Philly is not acting in good faith, and it's now abundantly clear this group is violating city ordinances and the terms of their permit.
Occupy Philly is fractured with internal disagreements and disputes, he said. The people of Occupy Philadelphia have changed, and their intentions have changed. They never had good intentions. They never knew what their intentions were. They're a nuisance. They're laying around in their own waste to be public nuisances, ambitionless, directionless people with lives they feel have no meaning. And this is the best way they feel they can validate their empty lives and empty hearts by laying around in their own waste and ruining our beloved city. And I'm thrilled that the mayor is finally leading on this front and calling them out for what they are. They never had a focus. They never had a united mission. They never had good intentions. All of this is not good for Philadelphia, he said. We must change our relationship with them. That's precisely right. There is to be no relationship with these people. They don't seek relationships. They don't seek anything but destruction, devastation, harboring druggies and rapists and just the general dirge of humanity. You hear this over the weekend, by the way? Growing public health and safety concerns, erratic communications with the movement's leaders, and the need to begin a $50 million construction project, the mayor ordered a stepped-up police presence at the five-week-old protest Sunday. In part, you know why the stepped-up police presence? Another rape. We've been hearing all about how Occupy Philly is such a calm, safe environment. Oh, it's not like Oakland. It's not like the others. No. Occupy Philadelphia is better. Police investigating a rape that occurred Saturday night in an Occupy Philly tent. Ray Evers, police spokesman. There was sexual activity. We are not sure if it was consensual or not. 25-year-old woman from Atlantic City reported she was raped at 7:45 at night. Called 911 on a payphone near City Hall. Within 20 minutes, police arrested a guy, 50 years old. The man has a prior record in Michigan, reported 6 ABC. He said the man was released early yesterday morning. So he was arrested on rape charges and they released him. I see.
Up next, the deadline is just a week away. Is the Super Committee ready? That's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Here she comes, here she comes.
That's Bonnie Tyler on the soundtrack of Giorgio Moroder's Metropolis, now on home video for the first time in more than 20 years. Film purists were outraged when Moroder took Fritz Lang's 1926 sci-fi classic and added his own score, sung by stars like Freddie Mercury, Adam Ant, and Pat Benatar. But now we can enjoy this Metropolis as a delightful time capsule of not just one, but two unforgettable eras. Now this. You know the easiest way to watch movies is instantly, in your own home, with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Tom Hanks reinvents himself in Larry Crown, Johnny Depp sets sail again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Reese Witherspoon and Hal Holbrook risk everything in Water for Elephants. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Talk Radio in Review. Our attention now to the Super Committee. CNN's Christine Romans talks to analyst Neera Tanden and Ed Rollins about what happens if the Super Committee is unable to agree on the necessary cuts.
What's going on in there? Are they going to be able to agree on some tax increases? Are they going to agree on anything? And what are the ramifications if they don't?
Look, the big issue here is whether Republicans will give in revenues. This was the issue in the summer. This is the issue now. Democrats have put a whole host of issues on the table. They've actually been willing to talk about entitlements in ways many progressives don't like. But the fundamental stumbling block is Republicans don't want to talk about revenues, even for the highest income Americans, things that are super popular amongst the public. And that's what's holding this whole thing up.
Are there cracks, though? There are cracks in that.
Well, there are cracks in it, but the bottom line is you're exactly right. We do not want to raise taxes. We want more revenue. We want more revenue by putting people back to work. But the premise that they're putting forth today is we need a whole reform. We'll basically say we're going to basically raise $300 billion in some kind of taxes in the future, but we're not going to define it. That's not going to sell. And I think at the end of the day, I expect it to break apart in the next couple of weeks here.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that sounds a terrible message to the rest of the world about how we're getting our business. We got an S&P downgrade the last time this happened.
I don't think the Congress cares about those things. I think the Congress cares about the pledges that they've made, getting themselves reelected in a year from now, and the world will take care of itself.
Look, I think the issue is they're supposed to be sequestered. The sequester should be enforced. That's $1.2 trillion in deficit reduction, whether they act or not. So the markets should be
right.
Neutral. I mean, we're going to get $2.5 trillion, close to $2.5 trillion, if we have no action by the Super Committee. We already had $1 trillion. We should let the sequester go into force, and then we'll have $2.5 trillion. If I'm in the markets, I would like a sequester more than the fumbling around of the Super Committee.
Right. The danger of the sequester, though, is Republicans are never going to buy off on the defense, and ultimately, and they'll try and change the rules one more time.
And the deadline is what, like next
Thanksgiving?
Wednesday? Oh, geez.
Talk host Tom Rose with Congressman Todd Roika of Indiana about whether the Super Committee will be able to accomplish anything without raising taxes.
The Super Committee is supposed to come up with its magical $1.2 trillion worth of cuts by the week. Deadline, I guess, is what, next week? It's the 23rd. Now, this is the question that I have, and I know you've been asked this a great deal. Back in the summer when we were all sold this fraud, everyone, left, right, and center, all agreed that the purpose of the Super Committee was to cut spending, right? But now we all seem to be all on board. Guess what about spending more money? Why are Republicans even talking about giving the government more money to spend rather than forcing it to get by on less?
Well, I guess I got to be included on the specific example you're bringing up, but look, here's the thing.
The Pat Toomey offer, the Republican offer last week for $500 billion in new revenue in exchange for tax reform. Now,
sorry, so you're not talking about spending more, you're talking about raising more.
But isn't that still spending more?
Yeah, I was the terminology confused me.
All right.
Again, you're an excellent American. Second compliment, the same half hour. Look, here's the thing. If we're hand-wringing, waiting around for the Super Committee, which is simply a microcosm of us in Congress generally, and Congress is a microcosm, by the way, of America, I mean, you can yell and scream at the super committee, you can yell and scream at us all you want, but until America wants to change this culture of, I'm putting more on my plate now, to hell with everything else, including my grandkids. You know, this is a fruitless exercise. And that's what's happening. Now, you're not going to see me vote for something that raises taxes. There are ways to grow revenue,
right.
You know, by reducing regulation and we should completely overhaul the tax code. And I think there's some radical ideas out there. And the wind seems to be our back to do those kinds of things. And if this focus on the super committee allows us to generally get down the road doing that, that's great. They have an amazing opportunity. I don't think they're going to get there. They have an amazing opportunity in the short term. If they didn't come back with $1.2 trillion and instead came back with $4 or $5 trillion in discretionary cuts and had a plan for Medicare and Medicaid, I mean, the world markets would be ecstatic.
No, look, I mean...
It would show the responsibility that we're serious about fixing our fiscal house. But, you know, if that comes, you know, let's take it as a windfall and pivot off it and go. But let's not wait around and wring our hands about it. Because, you know, we have a cultural shift in the way this country views its federal government and what it wants its federal government to do that we have to undertake in order to really solve the problem.
Right. Just for purposes of clarification, last week Republicans... It's a 12-member committee, 6 Republicans, 6 Democrats. The Republicans last week put forth a proposal that would raise $500 billion in new revenue, put that proposal on the table by eliminating deductions and lowering top rates. In other words, getting the economy back in order so as businesses grow and incomes grow, the government can take more money in revenue. The Democrats reject this proposal out of hand, claiming it is impossible for them to even consider anything that does not include higher tax rates. So who exactly is being ideological here, Todd Rokita?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a great point to make. You know, here we are taking that political risk to get rid of deductions and a lot of them. I'd like to get rid of all of them. And carve out those special ones. I mean, there are companies that make out like bandits because of their carve-outs and the tax. I'm for tax simplification, even down to the home mortgage interest deduction. You know, we stopped past $1 million, and no one is going to like that. But, you know, if we're going to get rid of these deductions, if we're going to get rid of these tax loopholes, then we got to get rid of them all.
Here's host Steve Leader talking to analyst Jim Moore about what options the Congress has if the super committee fails.
Talking about the super committee, they're up against the November 23rd deadline to agree on budget reductions. They don't seem to be making enough progress where they're confident of meeting the deadline. If they don't, does Congress's rating go further into the dumper?
I think Congress's rating goes further into the dumper, but remember, their latest rating was something like 7 or 9%, so there's not much dumper left for them to go into. The super committee is faced with making those, you know, over $1 trillion in cuts that'll be basically put in place over the next years. And if they don't do it, then those go in place automatically. But here's what happens with that automatic reduction. The first reductions really don't take place until 2013. And so the super committee can do one of two things. It can come up with cuts, and then Congress may or may not accept those cuts and opt for the automatic cuts that go in place in 2013. Or the super committee can say, we can't make up our mind, and so those cuts will go in place in 2013. Significance of that? It's after the 2012 election, and so both parties will use this as a lever to try to get votes so that they can have a strong majority in Congress and make the cuts they want without having to work with the other party. And so it's the super committee deadline is coming up. It seemed to be written in stone, but with the time afterwards that you have in Congress to negotiate and have an election, everything is entirely malleable at this point.
Court battle over Obamacare up next here on The Countdown.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about what you care about, what you really want to hear discussed on News Talk Issue Oriented Radio. And Talk Host Keith Larson with Shannon Bream, the reporter who covers the Supreme Court, taking on several cases, the court is, about the president's health care plan.
Describe for me what case or cases or how or what it is the court's going to take on health care.
Well, this is really unusual. They're taking up several related cases. At the core of that is this case with 26 states that came out of Florida. It was decided by the 11th Circuit, where they actually struck down the mandate as unconstitutional. But they're not only going to look at the issue of the mandate and whether or not it stands up under the Commerce Clause and under the Constitution in a broader sense, but also this issue of severability, meaning if the mandate, if they do decide to strike it down, can the rest of the law survive without the mandate? They're also going to have a couple of other issues brought in, a Medicaid issue from Florida, and another peripheral law. I mean, the main issue is going to be about the mandate and about the severability issue, but they've allotted 5.5 hours to argue all of these different issues surrounding the health care law. Normally, each argument gets 1 hour. So the gravity of what they're going to have to decide is certainly not lost on the court.
So they're going to allow 5.5 hours of debate. That's a lot.
Yeah, right? Normally it's 1 hour. Each side gets 30 minutes. Done deal. You wait several weeks, several months, and get your opinion. This is going to be very complicated because there are so many different parties, so many issues that will be involved. They're going to have to spread this out over at least 2 days.
And is this tomorrow or is this in 3 months? When does this happen?
We would guess February, March probably is the best bet. They'll argue the cases, and then the term ends June of 2012, the end of June. Usually sometimes they bleed into the very first week of July. But we would have our decisions by then. So it falls right in the middle of the presidential election. We could have a GOP nominee head-to-head with the president by then when the court finally rules.
Huh. Yeah, Pete, we've been wondering, is that going to fall during the heat of the presidential campaign next year? Now, Shannon, you said this is unusual. Mm-hmm. They're dealing with several challenges, several aspects, commerce this, severability, mandate. They normally try to take a case on, like, specific law, specific points, specific issues, right?
Right. And usually, you know, they'll have questions presented, meaning these are the issues that we want the parties to talk about. This is what we've agreed to decide. And, you know, most cases you'll have one or two of those. But here there are so many different ones involving so many different facets of the law and things that could stem from the law. They want to be exceptionally thorough because it's not just about the mandate, but again, whether the rest of the bill could survive, rest of the law could survive. And these other peripheral issues that will necessarily bleed out from the mandate itself. It's not just an open and shut case, hey, the mandate's, you know, unconstitutional, we rule that, and everything else goes away. I mean, they're acknowledging that the rest of the law and other provisions of it could very well survive, and that's a question they have to decide. So now, you know, the calls for Justice Thomas and Justice Kagan to recuse themselves continue to grow. If you have a split decision, if you have a tie here at the court, the lower court decision would be upheld, and in this case, it would be an 11th Circuit decision that threw out the mandate.
Taco's Frank Beckman here with Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute about the court challenges to Obamacare.
Why this case, among all of them, to challenge the constitutionality?
Well, I'm delighted that the United States Supreme Court is taking up this case that has the support of 25 attorneys general across the country that's fighting this unconstitutional mandate that that requires every citizen in Michigan and across the country to purchase insurance. Never before happened, and it's beyond the Article 1, Section 8 enumerated powers, commerce clause of the Constitution. And the flip side of what the government can't do is the protection of the states from the federal government and the 10th Amendment. So this is very good news, and they took a Florida case that went through the federal appeals process, Frank, and I think we have a very strong case to declare this Obamacare unconstitutional, and that'd be a ringing victory for taxpayers across the country.
Is there any chance that all the other cases, including the one filed by the Thomas More Law Center, will be eventually combined with yours, and we'll have all of them decided as one?
You know, I'm not absolutely certain of that. I believe that the case the Supreme Court took up will really have an opportunity to clear the air, so to speak, on this issue. And I think you'll see groups from across the country filing briefs to support our opposition to this unconstitutional mandate. Never happened before in the country. So whether it's Thomas More, the Acton Institute, what have you, I think we'll see, you know, could be Heritage, could be Mackinac Center, lots of folks supporting, standing by the rights of states to determine their future and to fight an unconstitutional federal mandate.
Would you like to know more about this story or any of the others? In-depth detail of the stories that we talk about, the big hot hits in talk radio at DougStephan.com.